Over the last weeks, we've been privileged to read through the prophet Ezekiel. And Ezekiel lived at a time of great crisis within the community of Israel. Sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon in the year 598 BC, almost 600 years before Christ. He then prophesied for 20 years. His first prophecy dates from around the year 593, and his last prophecy around the year 573. So from 593 to 573, he is prophesying. But in the passage Judy read for us this morning, the Lord gives to him a prophetic vision in the language of the resurrection of the dead that will not be fulfilled for another 50 years after Ezekiel dies. For what the Lord is prophesying is how the people who are now in exile in Babylon are the dry bones. But God will do something that will be a resurrection. He will restore his people to their land. He will restore them to Israel, and there will be a new day. And this is always the way of God. There is always the hope of resurrection. And indeed, for us as people of Jesus Christ, we understand something that Ezekiel and the people of Israel never did, that Christ is going to ultimately restore all things. And fundamental to our hope as Christians is one day we will have a resurrected body. One day, the vision that was given to Ezekiel will be ours, and there will be a new heaven, there will be a new earth. This is something that was fundamental to the understanding of today's saint, Pope St. Pius X, who was Pope, think of these years, from 1903, and he actually died on August the 20th, but because yesterday the church honored St. Bernard, his feast day is moved one day to the 21st of August. And he died on August the 20th in the year 1914. I'll come back to that year in a minute. His papal motto was taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, to restore all things in Christ, to restore all things in Christ. Indeed, what we see in today's reading from Ezekiel, this idea of restoration. And we can get a real sense of the life of this pope when we see the words that were inscribed on his tombstone, which is in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Let me read these words to you. Born poor and humble of heart, undaunted champion of the Catholic Church, zealous to restore all things in Christ, crowned by a holy life and with a holy death. Let me just think of each of four for a moment. Born poor and humble of heart. Pope Pius X was born in the year 1835, the second of 10 children to a poor Italian family. And after he became pope, he confided in a friend how the pomp and the ceremony and all of these soldiers, the Swiss guard that surrounded him, he said he felt like Jesus going from Gethsemane to his trial, and he actually saw it as a penance, because he said, I was born poor, I am poor, and I will die poor. And so there was this humility that he always embodied. He never allowed the office of being pope to lead to a pride and a kind of arrogance. So he was born poor and humble of heart. He was the undaunted champion of the Catholic faith. Do you know, at the time when he was a priest in Italy, it was illegal to teach religion in the schools of Italy. When he became pope, there had been this law in Italy that the government could actually veto the person, that the church had chosen to be pope. He lived at a time of the rise of modernism, where there was increasingly a rejection of the Catholic faith all around. And indeed, soon after he became pope, in France, the pope confronted the French government because the government said, unless we are allowed to dictate how the church runs, we will confiscate church property. But in all of these things, he was an undaunting champion for the Catholic faith. This is so important for us to remember, because sometimes we can think the opposition we face today is unprecedented. It's not true. It's always been the way that the church, in its relationship to the world, has to live lovingly, humbly, but with an undaunting understanding of what it is to adhere to the Catholic faith. He was zealous to restore all things in Christ. One of the things that was at the heart of this pope's papacy and his whole priesthood was the importance of teaching the faith. And so even after he became the Archbishop of Venice and the Cardinal of Venice, he was preoccupied with having opportunities to teach the faith to the young. Indeed, it was Pope St. Pius X who emphasized the importance of daily communion and to ensure that the Eucharist could be given to children. He also is known for his reforms to the liturgy, and he had an understanding that the place of Gregorian chant within the life of the church was something that was essential to the shape of the liturgy and the centrality of the Psalms. And he lived a holy life, and he died a holy death. Indeed, he wrote on the 11th anniversary of his election, when the world was plunged into the First World War, he knew that he was dying. And he wrote these words just before he died. This is the last affliction that the Lord will visit on me. I would gladly give my life to save my poor children from this ghastly scourge. He died a few weeks after the First World War was declared. And as I said at the beginning of my homily, it was his desire to live in such a way that he would restore all things in Christ. And he never lost sight of that hope. Why? Because he had the vision of an Ezekiel. And because he understood what our Lord taught in today's gospel, that we are to give our lives in such a way that we are to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Pope St. Pius X was a visionary pope, one of the great popes of the 20th century. And may his example inspire us to see that wherever we are called to live, and that's particularly within the context of our parish here at St. Peter's and within this community in the Northwest, that we too are to embody what it is to restore all things in Christ. We are to be a people of hope, that although we too are in exile, we look forward to a resurrection where God will bring together these dry bones. He will put sinew onto these bones, and he will breathe his breath into him and into us, because in Christ all things will be restored. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And that's what inspires us each day to come to Mass and to live our lives hopefully and purposefully. Pope St. Pius X, pray for us.